Have you ever shown your truest self to a stranger? There's something liberating about anonymity, the freedom to reveal your deepest thoughts without fear of judgment. For 7 years, Misha and Ryan have shared everything through letters, never meeting face to face. Their pen pal relationship began in fifth grade through a teacher's mix-up. She thought Ryan was a boy, he thought Misha was a girl. But it blossomed into something profound. Through black envelopes from him and pink ones from her, they created a sanctuary of honesty in a world of pretense. He sends her lyrics for his band, she offers feedback and inspiration. They know each other's souls without knowing each other's faces, until fate brings them together at a warehouse fundraiser, setting in motion a story about identity, belonging, and the courage to be authentic in a world that rewards conformity. At the Warehouse charity event, Misha spots a social media post from Ryan mentioning she's there. After 7 years of letters, his anonymous pen pal is suddenly within reach. What he discovers shocks him. Instead of the thoughtful, somewhat awkward girl from the letters, he sees a confident cheerleader commanding attention, flirting with practiced ease. When she approaches him for a scavenger hunt challenge, sharing a marshmallow Lady in the Tramp style, their chemistry is undeniable. Yet watching her calculated charm and casual cruelty makes him question everything. Which version is real, the vulnerable letter writer or the social butterfly? The night turns devastating when Misha learns his sister Annie died from a drug-induced heart attack. This double blow, potential betrayal from his pen pal and his sister's death, causes him to cut off all communication with Ryan without explanation. For 3 months, Ryan writes increasingly desperate letters. "What did I do?" she asks, her handwriting growing messier, ink smudged with tears. Without him as her emotional outlet, she doubles down on her popular facade while secretly expressing her true self as Punk, the mysterious school vandal. Meanwhile, Misha drowns in grief and confusion. His silence becomes both shield and weapon, protecting him from further pain while unknowingly inflicting it on someone he cares about. 3 months after Annie's death, Misha returns with a new identity, Masson Laurent. Using forged documents, he enrolls in Ryan's high school, determined to discover who she really is before revealing himself. With piercings, tattoos, and an outsider attitude, he observes her participating in bullying and maintaining relationships with people who don't truly know her. Their first interaction as strangers is deliberately antagonistic. When she flirtatiously approaches him, remembering their warehouse encounter, he humiliates her publicly, pulling her onto his lap, licking her neck, then cruelly declaring she tastes like shit before dumping her on the floor. This calculated cruelty establishes their enemies-to-lovers dynamic while allowing him to express his disappointment without revealing his identity. The Masson persona creates delicious tension as Ryan finds herself drawn to this new boy who seems to see through her carefully constructed facade. The more time they spend together, the more she opens up, not realizing she's reconnecting with her beloved pen pal. Their antagonistic beginning evolves into an undeniable attraction, creating a compelling push-pull throughout the narrative. "I don't want to be alone." This simple admission reveals the fear driving Ryan's actions. She sacrificed genuine connections for social acceptance, maintaining friendships with people who don't truly care about her. Her secret identity as Punk represents her suppressed, authentic voice, bold, questioning, unwilling to accept the status quo. Misha's struggle is equally complex. As a senator's grandson, he's always felt pressure to live up to his family name. His music became his authentic expression, but after Annie's death, even that feels tainted. By becoming Masson, he temporarily escapes both his grief and his family legacy. Their relationship demonstrates how true connection is only possible when we remove our masks. Despite their antagonistic beginning, their attraction is immediate and electric. From their first kiss in the physics lab to intimate moments hiding from security guards in the library, their physical connection defies their apparent hatred. What makes this attraction so powerful is the underlying emotional current. Even before Ryan discovers Mason's true identity, she senses a deeper connection with him. He sees through her facade, challenging her to be better while accepting her flaws. The revelation comes when Ryan recognizes familiar phrases in Mason's speech and writing. Online, she discovers a video of his band performing lyrics she and Misha created together. The devastating truth hits her. The boy she's falling for is actually her vanished pen pal. Her reaction is explosive. "You fucked me," she screams during their confrontation, the double meaning unmistakable. She feels fundamentally deceived by someone she completely trusted. In a powerful scene, Misha removes his shirt to reveal tattoos inspired by their letters. A cassette tape labeled "The Hand That Rules the World," "Black Birds" with a Hamlet quote, and "You're My Tribe" permanently inked on his skin. This physical evidence forces Ryan to acknowledge that despite his deception, his feelings were genuine. The truth about Annie's death emerges, helping Ryan understand why he stopped writing. The final revelation, that Principal Burroughs is Misha's mother who abandoned him and Annie, explains his quest to retrieve his grandfather's watch from Trey, his stepbrother. These revelations force both to reevaluate everything they thought they knew. Throughout the story, both protagonists search for belonging. Misha frequently refers to Ryan as "my tribe," suggesting she represents his true sense of home. This theme parallels their journey toward self-acceptance. Ryan's transformation begins when she stands up for Manny against Trey's bullying. By holding Manny's hand in the cafeteria, despite knowing the social consequences, she takes her first step toward authentic belonging. This courage inspires others. JD and Ten join their table, showing how genuine action creates ripple effects. Letters form the foundation of their relationship. Their 7-year correspondence created an intimate connection transcending physical presence. Through handwritten letters, they shared thoughts they couldn't express to anyone else, creating a private world of complete honesty. In a digital age of ephemeral communication, Punk 57 celebrates the lasting impact of written words. Letters can be saved, reread, and treasured. They carry an intention and permanence that digital communications often lack. For Misha and Ryan, written words became the foundation of a love that ultimately saved them both. The epilogue shows them 5 years later, married and expecting a child. Their playful banter about her eccentric decorating choices demonstrates their comfort with each other's quirks. Misha's contentment making music with Ryan rather than chasing fame shows how completely she fulfills his need for connection. This story resonates because in a world of curated online personas, being truly known, flaws and all, by someone who loves us anyway feels like the ultimate fantasy.